T-Mobile. I can kind of hear you, but not really. I think it was, I can't remember your name. Sorry. I couldn't tell if it was you or Patrick, but yeah, you're just barely making it into repeater this morning.
Having some issues with the repeater. It seems like it's real staticky and scratchy.
Sounds like there's some 60 hertz noise in there as well.
This morning.
I just finished my breakfast and cruising down 85 for Anderson right now. Just the usual gig. What about you?
29, just getting ready to get out of Greer, headed towards Spartanburg.
I'm not that far, I'm not that much farther north. I think I'm still in a construction zone, but I'm pretty close to getting out of it here.
I'm glad I don't have to go through that every morning. I get off right where it starts.
Time of day. I very seldom run into any issues, you know, this early in the morning. It's not until a little bit later that it gets real bad.
Did you pick up that electric car?
Come under me before I got there.
Hate to hear it.
Somebody came in and offered them more than sticker for it, and since I hadn't gotten there yet, they sold it to them instead. I got there about 10 minutes after they sold it to them, so I was upset.
Needless to say, they don't have another one or can't get their hands on one, right?
KO4, HKX, mobile.
But no, they did not have another one, and it's not like I would buy a car from them now anyway after doing that to me after I drove an hour and a half to go get it. So I'm going to just probably go to my local dealer in Shelby and just special order one and wait in 3 months.
KN4 GFW. Yeah, I can understand that.
Morning, Ken. And yeah, I feel the same way.
I mean, you don't do that to somebody and then expect their, you know, I mean, expect them to come back and give you money, you know. I just don't see how they can do that, so I guess maybe they thought they could get away with it, but whatever. They can sell their car for, you know, whatever over sticker they got for it, and I'll just take my business elsewhere.
The question would be whether they actually really sold it over sticker. Bonafellas, 84, IO, thanks, Elia.
Was they're asking for it? But as things start to slow down, they're going to really care about that. Because just like that, they're losing customers that won't ever come back.
Hey, you doubled with somebody, another station, trying to come in.
Was the KD4IOX, name's Leon. Comment was just that makes you wonder if they really sold it over sticker price.
I don't really care at this point.
Fine, they're probably sending you. Just to make it sound better. But yeah, sorry for your loss, sir.
No, there are plenty of others that just need to, you know, go somewhere they can get me one. So it just takes a little while. And, you know, I just keep paying for diesel until I get one to, you know, get one in my driveway.
I was on the Honda lot Saturday just getting my oil changed, and there wasn't any new cars on the lot. And then Susan said she was talking to, I guess, the owner or somebody high up in that Honda dealership in Greenville, and said they wouldn't be having any new cars on the lot. You'd have to order what you wanted.
Because, you know, anytime you order a car, you have to pay full sticker price, and B, they make more money on used cars than they do on new cars anyway. So, you know, dealers are, you know, making a lot of money selling used cars right now, and they're enjoying it. So why, you know, why would you stock a bunch of lower margin vehicles when you can, you know, sell every used car you have and make a ton of money on it?
And apparently that's how they do it over in Europe. No new cars, you order what you want. Sleep.
Hey, Ken, what milepost are you at right now? I'm curious.
4 miles from getting on at the 66.
I'm going to come in maybe a little ahead of me. I just passed 75. So, yeah, I'll still be a couple miles north of you. But, yeah, not too bad.
Get on right there at that exit where that dye spill was.
A couple weeks ago. That was pretty wild. That stain is still there.
Eating a little bit.
come down a little bit in the last week or so. I'm not unhappy about that, that's for sure. It's $5 is really tough. I just saw $4.59 here on exit 72.
My wallet.
I saw $4.39 or $4.29 in Shelby yesterday, but it's at this Murphy gas station, and you can never get into it because there's always a line down the street because it's the cheapest gas station in town, and I just don't bother trying anymore because it takes an hour to get fill up there.
That's for sure. I'm the same way up here. Went to Pigeon Forge this weekend and seen gas for as low as $2.93.
$3 in Shelby. It's getting close. I think it was like $3.09 or $3.05 yesterday when we drove by.
It's convenient. I'm good. It's up there at Sam's Club up in Hendersonville. Paid $4.56 the other day. But
Club, you got to be a member now, which no issue for me. That's the one we go to. But everybody else can't come in there. I cut down on the line quite a bit.
I would have diesel, but they're still just unleaded.
Was at the QT gas station there at was at 80 and 85. They had it cheap there for a while. I mean, everywhere I looked, they were like 15 cents cheaper.
It tends to be all over the place. There are some stations in Shelby where it's still, $4.79, $4.99. And then as low as $4.29, so it's just all over the map. It just depends on, I guess, how often they get deliveries or something.
Cool purpose of not letting it get below half a tank. That way I can pick and choose where I get it.
I'm pretty full because it's a 50-gallon tank, so if I let it run too low, I'm sitting there looking at astonishing numbers on the pump when I fill it up. So I stop every couple of days just to top it off.
When you max out the pump, is it good? Yeah, they have a $100 limit at that Sam's Club. Each $100 that it cuts off. So you can run. The funny thing is, you can run it, just turn around and run it again and finish off. But I never do. So it's usually right close to full anyway. KD4 IOX.
The Murphy is $175 now where they cut you off. That's one thing I do like about that one station is that it does let you get quite a bit before it cuts off. But, most of them are around $100. And I've seen some that are still only like $50 or $75.
Electric car, what are you looking at?
Chevy Bolt EUV. It's like their electric one, but it's just a slightly bit larger. Has a bit of cargo space in the back. I've got dogs at home, and I need something I can, carry them to the vet or whatever. So it seems like a good setup for what I need.
First came out with those. If I was going to get one, that'd be a nice one to get. Had pretty good reviews on it.
Price on it for 2023, they knocked like $8,000 off the price for it, and they've solved a lot of the problems that they had with the earlier models and stuff. So it's a pretty mature platform, and it doesn't have all the bells and whistles. It doesn't do super fast charging or anything like that. But for my commute, we have free charging at my office, and we have free charging in downtown Shelby, courtesy of the city government. So I will never have to pay a dime for my commuting. The maintenance is also a lot less on those, so I'm looking forward to it.
KO4 HKX. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. I'm coming into the black hole up here. Good to talk to you this morning, and I hope everybody has a safe trip up into work. KO4 HKX.
Have a great day. Maybe I'll see you on the flip side of the black hole. I'll still be here for another, 45 minutes, hour or so.
Catch you later. KN4 TSW.
Care of my tools. KD4 IOX.
Check Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf.
W2 JKT.
10 more. Thank you. Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf out.
On it to 66, Eric.
Right here. I am at 60. I'm coming up on 63 right now.
Catch up there. Yeah, I'm headed north to Spartanburg. I'm at 68 now.
Okay.
when I get off up here at the 80, but there's a gas station. It's about a half a mile off of the interstate, and it usually has pretty cheap diesel.
Let me know tomorrow morning or something, what it costs. I'd be interested to see if it's cheaper than what we've got in Shelby.
You know, it let me fill up a 55-gallon barrel for work with diesel.
My whole tank. 90-gallon aux tank in the bed, that might be another story.
Regular truck pull-through for big trucks and that, so I imagine it lets you get several hundred gallons.
Your fill neck on my truck, it's the auto diesel size, so I can't use the truck lanes. If I get the aux tank, then I imagine I could, at least for that tank, but I don't have the larger filler neck in my truck.
Size?
The auto diesel fillers are 1 inch, and I think the truck diesel fillers are 1 1/4 inch.
Never paid any attention to how easy to get these when I was filling 55-gallon barrels, so I wouldn't notice. KN4 TFW.
KEF.
Coming late.
Not running today, so I figure I'm taking my time getting to work. Y'all carry on.
And shut down.
The days that were slated to potentially be shut down, so we were shut down Friday again today, and we'll be shut down again this coming Friday. So we can share with other plants. That would be correct.
Chinese plant, right?
And there, I think one more. I can't remember exactly where it's at. Location of the second one. I know the first one was in China that shares parts with us, but there's another one that shares parts that we're having to minimize our impact of that supply stream.
Manufacturing capacity is in either China or Vietnam, and fortunately we haven't had too many missed runs, but we've had them from time to time over the past couple of years.
It's taken us this long, but they launched a new car that's being built in China, one of the EVs, so they can't not run that one. And there was another plant that sells one of our other popular cars, so they're just kind of spreading the parts out between three plants and trying to keep the new EV moving.
Here's Spartanburg, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm having to go into the plant today. Normally I work at home on Mondays, but we have our director of all engineering in our Hong Kong office over in the U.S. this week. He's going to be here all week, and I've got meetings with him this morning. So, they're going to be talking about supply chain issues because we've been having so many of them. It's only been getting worse. In the past 6 months, we've been getting a lot more notices of shortages from a lot of our suppliers, and we're having to scramble in the engineering teams to redesign boards to use different parts. So, it's becoming more of a problem, not less, and I'm kind of worried about it.
Nah, I think it's going to keep happening. I don't think it's a problem that's going to be solved in the next year, so who knows. Go ahead, Ken. Jump on in.
I'm over here. Everything's taking forever, especially anything electronic. I ordered some stuff for our little computer monitoring system and that, and I think they're due to come in April sometime, KN4 TFW.
BAT. I think it's going to get worse still because now, we're looking at recession, and of course that makes the world afraid to spend money on capital. So, why would you expand your production capacity if, you're predicting a recession? So, all the semiconductor stuff that's been in the news, I think a lot of this new expansion is probably not actually going to happen because the government's not fully paying for it. So, it's a bit of a quandary.
Hopefully we don't fully hit a full recession, but even you go to the grocery store, you got to pick between fuel and groceries, and little extra expenses, those got to start kind of coming down a little bit.
is especially tough when you have a couple of teenage boys at home and they eat everything in the house every single day. Cordy and I spend a whole lot of money on groceries because, you know, the 13-year-old especially just, you know, eats constantly.
For that one, it's funny because my oldest son was asking Mama last night when they buy some Oreos again, and she's like, we won't, so they go on sale. And they know it. They know if there's not a yellow tag on it, they're not getting it.
Definitely rough, you know. We try to buy healthy food too, you know. So we buy a lot of the, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh meats and you know, just try not to, you know, we try not to buy processed and boxed stuff. And it's just, you know, the grocery bill's high, and then, you know, they eat like, you know, they eat like livestock all day, and so it just runs up the bill pretty quick.
The grocery store chain called KJ's Market.
Aldi in Shelby, and sometimes Ingles has pretty good produce. And then occasionally when we need to get some stuff that Aldi doesn't have, we'll go over to the Lidl in Gastonia.
You know, KJ's usually has some sales on meat. I picked up 20 pounds of chicken leg quarters for $10.
I was around Bowling Springs. KO4C.
That's one to us. It's right there at the exit, 66.
About the APRS, you going to get you an APRS radio, or what you getting ready to do?
One is capable, and it should be sending out a signal right now. So it just took a while. It kept saying I was over there at Richard's house, and I think finally got it squared away and finally got it working. And that, because sometimes there's, you know, a wreck out on the interstate, and she wonders if I'm tangled up in it, if I forget to call her when I get to work. So just running in, seeing if it's working today.
I turned my beacon back on the other day. I just turned it on now, so I should be showing up there, too.
In that part of this radio, I'm trying to figure it out. I know I can look at the log to see who all it heard, but I haven't done that yet. And it's really not something you want to do right down the road, that's for sure. And I think I'm going to get ready to hook it up to the Bluetooth into the stereo, then I can, you know, I can listen to it, use it on digital maybe, because I don't think it'll hit the 610 with the HD inside the car.
Inside your car, Keith? One of those little window mounts. I don't see you on the list or the map right away right now.
A couple of times to, you know, tell it to stand. So I don't know. We'll find out. Listen, at the 80 is 458 for diesel. Let me see what this other one is.
Me showing up on the APRS map yet?
Ian, I don't remember right off the top of my head.
AKT.
About 29, 27 kilometers away.
Still past exit 48 on 85 South.
Gas station was 461, but it does have a passenger car diesel pump.
Go to that Murphy late tonight, right before they close. Hopefully it won't be so busy. I've got to do an oil change this afternoon and change the fuel filters. And there's something wrong with my truck. I think there's a check valve that's not working, because when I try to drain the water separator, it ends up siphoning out of the tank. So I have to change the filters when the fuel is really low. Otherwise, it'll just keep on draining fuel out of the water separator. So I think after I change my oil this afternoon, I'll just roll over there and fill it up later on, hopefully when they're not so busy.
With a little external antenna, that way it can get heard as close as it wasn't. You got this APRS repeater on Harris Mountain. It picks up pretty decent on 85, but 5 watts inside the car might not do it.
Like I said, I'm just testing it out. I know it works on the house.
You're just not showing up on the map that I can see. Like I said, if it's inside the car, you might not get picked up by that that one on Paris Mountain. Diesel and death, what's going on there? In the AdBlue or the DES?
Do the pump there?
That's what we're talking about, because when I first got on, you know, we're talking about diesel and the DES.
trying to figure out what's going on.
Just talk about how much it is, because it's still stupid expensive.
$4.60 near my house, and then I went to Walmart Friday, and it was $4.40 something there. I was a little ill about that, but still not coming down. I don't understand.
It is probably a combination of a lot of things, but you know, it's 4:30. I think I saw 4:30 something in Shelby yesterday at that really busy gas station that I don't like to go to because there's always a line. But I guess for 30 cents a gallon, I'll try to suck it up. I'm 70 miles round trip every day that I go in, 3 days a week. So yeah, I definitely will be happy to get that electric car.
It's in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome day today. Be safe out there, and I'll try to catch you a little bit later in the day. KN4 TFW.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. This is W2JKT.
N4CES. Order?
That's exactly what I wanted, so I told him I was coming to get it. And about 10 minutes before I got there, they sold it to somebody else. So I was a little upset about that. So I'll probably call the dealer in Shelby today and just place an order for one. He said it would be 3 months or so to get one, which kind of stinks because it cost me about $50 a day in diesel to drive to work. So I'll have to just pay that in the meantime. But if I can't find another one today, I'll probably at least get one on order so I can have that bird in the hand, if you know what I mean.
Have you tried to configure it online on your own just to see the cost difference? Because I know some dealers are marking up MSRP when you can actually order it online and save a decent amount.
The website will actually pull the dealer price from the dealer, so I've seen some of them listed even on the dealer website or even on the Chevy's website that are above MSRP.
Option to configure it, I would try that because Ford, I was looking at the F-150 Lightning just to try to see, and, some of those are selling for $80,000 to $100,000, but, the truck is not that expensive. It's only like, I can't remember, maybe $50,000, $60,000, if that.
At all. It's an F-150, so, why would anybody pay $80,000 for an F-150?
Over $100,000. I don't get that at all.
The novelty of it.
You don't see me paying that kind of amount for F-150. If it was a normal price or a little above that because it's an EV, I could see that, but they're going to have to fix that towing thing because, like I said, you don't tow every once in a while, but if you do, you don't want to stop 50 miles after you start to have to recharge.
It is what it is, right? The lithium chemistry can only do so much. So, towing, people don't realize that you put a 5,000-pound trailer behind your F-150 and it's a big square box, you're only going to be able to go half as far. So that's not something everybody's really that aware of.
We went to the Boy Scout camp out this weekend and I pulled that trailer. It's probably the enclosed trailer, not super long, but it's not teeny tiny. It's got to be up there 5,000-6,000 pounds with all the gear and crap in it. And even though mine's a 250, I can tell it. Get up on Highway 11 in the mountains, and you got a downshift. I burned through half a tank of fuel, so that's about 12, 13 gallons just going that route. So that was an expensive trip there and back.
35-ish foot travel trailer. It weighs about 10,000 pounds when I have the water tank full. I don't tow it with a water tank quite full, but I usually have some in there. I get about 22 on the highway with my Nissan here normally, and then with the travel trailer, it goes to about half. I get about 12, maybe 10 if I'm driving a little faster than normal, but usually if I just stick it at 60 miles an hour, I'll get about 12 miles to the gallon pulling that travel trailer.
Hadn't done any long haul of mine. We bought a new one last year, and basically I pulled it from the campground to the place at the beach, and then they put it in storage when I was done. So I'm hoping I don't ever have to go down there and get it and pull it home, because that'll be a fun experience.
Here's your diesel.
Yep.
For you.
Yep, It'll definitely pull it home. It's just that going from my old camper, which was a little 28-foot travel trailer, wasn't really that big. You know, it was, you know, it wasn't bad at all, to this big, ginormous, I think it's a 32-foot travel trailer. And, I mean, it's tall, it's wide, just like, holy crap. Gonna be fun bringing this thing home.
My experience is that the longer the trailer, the easier the tow is. I also have like a 14-foot cargo trailer, and the thing can, you know, it's really short, and the thing can act like a whip on the back of that thing. But the 35-footer, it tows really nice, and I've never ever had any issues with instability or anything like that pulling that trailer. It's smooth as butter. So I think you might be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, hopefully if I got to bring it home at any point, it won't be that bad then. Well, I am in the parking lot, so I need to head on in the plant and get started for the day, and hope I can get my few hours in and head back home. So you be safe on the rest of your trip on in, and hopefully we'll holler at you the next morning that you're going to work. KO4CEF, and I will be clear when you're fine.
I've only got about 7 miles myself here until the 27. So have a great day at the plant. Be safe, and we'll catch you guys a little bit later. My next day in the office is Wednesday, so I'll probably be on then. So y'all have a great day. This is W2JKT.